Hey, it's time to connect the dots. Time to get ready for Halloween. Yeah, hey, that's right. Halloween's right around the corner. And I have to talk about it for a minute here. The most amazing thing about this Halloween, the people that are buying these 10 to 12 foot skeletons and putting them out on their front yard for the trick-or-treaters. That's right. You know, giant-sized skeletons, as if from giant humanoid beings, giant human beings, 10 to 12 feet high. That's enough to scare any little kid. But that's the big display this year. And it's educational, too, to remind us that, hey, at one time, giants, giant humans walked around on our planet. And if you know the science behind it, it all has to do with really how many chromosomes you have. When you have more than 23 pairs of chromosomes, you become taller. Well, I'll be. Why didn't they tell us that in school? Well, we know why. Because school is indoctrination. Even today, they limit the amount of knowledge that they give to the students. After all, it's just to get you ready for the world as a worker slave, you know? The whole thing, and that when you move around the classrooms in the upper grades there, the bells ring, you change classrooms, and it's getting, teaching you to how to respond to bells and, of course, commands from the teachers from the very first beginning of school. That way, you'll be a good worker slave in the workplace, the boss bossing you around, or if you turn out to be a criminal, you'll understand how to respond to the bells and commands in the prison. What a sick world this is to have a systems like that in education systems. And the education systems are getting worse, really. In fact, I've been part of the problem is, I have to talk about this, it's government. That's the problem why everything's getting worse. Government has gone from bad to worse to horrible. The governments are evil. They've gone. It's not just the dictatorships now. The actual fake democracies, they're all republics. There are no true democracies in this world, just for the record. But you keep hearing that word, and they keep trying to pawn off the republic, the corrupt dictatorial republics of today, as democratic institutions. They're not. You know, the republics. And I've said it before, and maybe you better get the information stuck in your head correctly, especially in America, a big election coming up. In a republic, that's right, America is a republic. In a republic, the representatives that you elect have all the power, and you have none. You've seen what they did to you with the scandemic. Man, they destroyed everyone's lives, and they bullied you and coerced you and abused their powers because they had all the power to do that. And if you didn't want to play along, they always had the police to sick on you, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, the real crazy people in government, they wanted to sick the armies on you, too. And we're in a battle now, whether you know it or not. I'll jump in the election to the big picture. There's a space war, a Star Wars thing going on out in outer space right now around our planet. And the good guys, they have come over the hill, and they are winning. The cavalry is in sight, and they will come down here to rescue us before 2025, before July of 2025. That's the last date they can show up, but they'll be there before that. Hopefully next year. I mean, the sooner the better, because they have all the goodies, and they have the power and authority to get rid of all the trash that's ruining our world. All these sleazebag elite organizations, they are going to get rounded up. All these degenerate people that are ruining our world, you know, like the Klaus Nazi over there at the World Economic WEF. These people that want to subdue us into subservient slaves and control us with mind control devices. And of course, they're doing that already in China. And that's the New World Order model, basically. They want to take away everybody's rights, you know. And the only right they want to leave you with is the right to follow their orders. That's pretty much it. That's why it's an important election, because I'm going to just put this blanket statement out here. I rarely make generalizations, but if you vote for a Democrat or Republican in this next election, you're part of the problem, because both parties are equally guilty. You know, even though the Democrats stole the election, sure, they're worse than the other ones. And where's what have people always said? Well, we better vote for the lesser of the two evils. Well, as long as you keep thinking like that, this will continue until the benevolent extraterrestrials land on our planet. May it happen soon. I'd like to see it happen next year. As far as I'm concerned, they can do it next week. Because those are the only guys that are going to get rid of the big bullies that run this world, all the corrupt people that have the power and the money to keep corruptfully ruling our world. And the New World Order group, you know, the globalists, they control every government in the world, including ours, you know, including the American government. So if you vote, when you go to the polls, you vote for a Democrat or Republican, either one, you're perpetuating this world control situation. And especially if you vote for somebody who's already in power. Because if the person running in, and most of the people that were still have the power, they're going to be looking to get reelected, yeah. And if you vote for them, whether they're Democrat or Republican, you are out of your friggin' mind. Because these are the people that stabbed you in the back, stuck needles in your arms filled with poison. That's right, poison. These weren't vaccines. These were direct poisons designed to weaken and kill you. And that's what they succeeded at doing. And you stupidly got in line and lined up for it. Yeah, stick me with the poison. And you thought you were doing something good because you believed all the lies that were on the fake news TV and all the fake doctors that, you know, paid, you know, were put up there as puppets to convince you to go along with this insane plan of you killing yourself. And basically, you allowed strangers to stick poisons in you, you poor people that took the vaccines. I mean, there's still hope for you. There are some of you have stronger systems than others. All the weak people died immediately. And, yeah, people have plenty of thousands of people. They're talking about on the news. They're making a big issue about 20 Ukrainians died or something like that. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of people have died from the vaccine at this point in time. And they're still trying to trick you into getting boosters. And if you knew anything about science, pharmaceutical science is not... It's bullshit, okay? They don't do anything for your body. The only thing the modern medical profession knows how to do is surgery. They know how to cut out the bad parts and sew you back up together again. Yeah, we'll give them credit for that, you know? But most of these concoctions that come out of the pharmaceutical companies, it's a bag of lies. It's there to cover up the problem, never addresses the problem, really, and weaken you in the long run. And it's not based on truth. You know, it's based on fixing you like you're a car. Yeah. Hey, if anybody listened to the last show, E.T. Yoga Boy, he had a lot of important information. And he's telling you, too, that how fake the systems are. And it's not real medicine. The people who know real medicine are the tribal leaders, you know? Or we could consider something that is somewhat acceptable, Chinese medicine, 5,000 years old. And if you ever went into a store that sells Chinese herbs, you'd see that's what they use for medicine, herbs. And there's where the real medicine is, in the herbs and plants. But Charles E.T. Yoga, Mr. Charles Reed, the yoga man before me, was also talking about the power of your mind, that you have to connect your mind with the higher reality. And once you get connected to the whole universe with your mind, you can make use of that mind and actually heal yourself and heal your friends too. And it has to do with belief. We've been all fed lies since birth, and that's why we believe all these stupid limitations. The idea of going to a doctor, please. And if you ever, doctors are some of the worst diagnosis people around. You're better off diagnosing yourself. But you got to have a certain amount of intelligence to do that. And of course, you've been kept dumb by the systems we have. The education system was designed to keep you on the dumb side. And you're still sending your kids there where you're going to send them. Well, actually, you can do a lot of homeschooling now. And they ought to close all the public schools down. I mean, it used to be good to go. It was a lesson in socializing. But, you know, there's the problem of socializing. They still hadn't figured out how to deal with the bullies who rule the hallways in schools. And you got all these TV shows that, you know, just keep promoting that we have to accept it, that that's the way it is. And movies made about that. Movies have been a big influence in many ways, in the wrong ways. You know, I'm a movie buff, and I like watching all the movies, especially the earlier ones. It wasn't long before in movies that they started showing killings, and it was no big deal. People died, and there was no anguish or suffering or anything. And then they brought in the doctors, and the doctors were always giving needles to people, calm them down and stuff like that. And in the movies, the people were going along with this and allowing it. And then they showed the doctors that would misuse their doctor's degree and take over people's lives by injecting them with bad things and using injections to kill people. And then it was the cartoons. There's a cartoon over 102 years old, I think, now, that so we're talking about the, I don't know, the 19, no, wait a second, I think it was even way over 100 years old, whether it was the 19 teens or the early 20s, but the cartoon laid out the whole, it was called How to Take Over the World. And it had everything that happened in the pandemic that we all had to suffer through. Everything, exactly as pretty much as it happened. And it was in a cartoon warning us back then. And this is what should have been put out on the news. And the news, well, you know, we ought to have real news stations. And the good news, I guess, is Elon Musk took over Twitter. And hopefully there'll be some change for the better. He couldn't certainly make it any worse. They were, you know, destroying what is basically a good platform. There's a lot of good information about there that still gets floating on Twitter. And hopefully there'll be more about what real health care is and that it's vibrational and all other good things. That there's a lot of knowledge to learn on Twitter. Really, if you have children, you want your kids to learn the truth about the world, they can find a lot of truth on Twitter, believe it or not. I mean, sure, there's a few jerks that show up on there and a few deliberate misinformation people. But the real misinformation people are the people on the fake news. Yeah, they're the real, and the newspapers are all fake information too now. You know, the whole. I mean, it's, you know, it's really bad, and I can't wait till the ETs get here. Believe me, ET short for extraterrestrial. And so let me jump back. Oh, by the way, hey, it's called the radio show, 888-627-6008. And should you be in some other country outside the U.S. or Canada, let me see. The number is, the winning number is 323-744-4831. And, of course, we go to BBS Radio. They got both numbers up there on the listen to Station 1. This is Station 1 you're listening to. This is Connect the Dots radio show. And I do my best to connect the dots. And let me do some connecting about the upcoming election here and all the hoopla and lies on the TV screens. You know, we need to put an end, we the people, because government, well, they like the status quo. They like all the deceiving. They like the fact that once they get elected, they can do whatever will they damn please, unless they do something really stupid. And they don't have to listen to you. They don't have to do what you want. You can protest out there, but now to doomsday out there, and they don't have to listen to you. Do you realize that? That's what protesters don't realize. If you don't do a protest, and there is a physical thing tied in with it, if we don't get an immediate response, this is what's going to happen. If you don't set it up like that, where there's going to be punishment to the people in government for not responding, it's meaningless. You know, it just gets a lot of people angry. Some people have fun going to the protests. It's camaraderie in a sense like that. It's good, but if nothing gets changed with the protest, and you don't have have a plan of action that's going to happen against the people in government should they not respond properly to what you want them to do, your protest is pretty well, it's first of all, it is falling on deaf ears, because the people in government only listen to big money. Sure, there's one or two good people in government. And I'm talking one or two. I'm not talking tens or hundreds. One or two, yeah, good people in government. And but they're always in a minority. The majority of people in government, they're scam artists. They're liars. They're deceivers. They're money seekers. And they're only interested in getting bribe money in any form, perks, or just the cash, or, you know, or something like that. This is the reality. So when you go to the, you know, you should be at, you people, you know, there's a whole group of people think, well, we got to vote Republican now because the Democrats stole the election. Yeah, we'll probably be better off with more Republicans. But at the same time, we're not changing the system, you know? And we're still talking a false conversation. Every time somebody says the left, the right, you know, extremist, conservative, these are generalization terms that blur the real truth. I never use those terms for that reason. I'm not looking to blur the truth, but everyone in politics is, and they invented this thing long time ago, the left, the conservative, the right, you know, the extremists, the far extremists. These are generalization terms that blur the truth. There's nothing truthful about these terms. They blur the truth. You know, there's that old famous teaching from one of the most famous people of all time, Jesus of Nazareth, a.k.a. Jesus Christ. One of his teachings was, let your yes be yes and your no be no. He didn't say anything about coming up with other, you know, blurring terms like left or right. You know, I mean, really, you got to give this stuff up, you know? And unfortunately, I see it on Twitter All the time, people talking about these leftists, these rightists, and they bought into that and they accept it. Well, you got to drop it like a hot potato because you're participating in the scam and perpetuating the scam. Never use these terms, left, right, conservative, extremist, because you're taking part in blurring the truth. You want to talk about somebody in particular? Well, you point out what the things he actually has said and where you believe his allegiances, or talk about his voting record, the things he voted for. And that's another stupid thing that goes on. And nobody in government wants to change that. That's why there's always bickering among the Congress. And this us versus them game has been played for before Abe Lincoln's time it was being played. If you look at the just look at the presidential elections, it's always been Democrats versus Republicans, or the parties before that, before the Democrat-Republican Party split up into what it is today. And those of us that know what we're talking about and see the hypocrisy of the whole thing, there is only one party. It's just people on, you know, ranting and raving on this side and ranting and raving on the other side, and they never come together to do anything meaningful that's beneficial to the public. And so it's compromise, compromise. And then this whole bit, I mean, is everybody brain dead? And nobody even talks about it, but we the people need to start talking about it, and we need to talk about it in this election. We need to start asking the candidates tough questions, like, when are we going to end this nonsense about putting bills to vote on with 100 different things on it? That's not the way to do it. It should only be one thing voted on a bill. Can only be one thing. Hey, you know, I ran in the last four elections for president, and if I had been elected in one of them, I'm running again in 2024. I would insist that the Congress make that law immediately from day one, that you only can vote on one. When something is brought up to vote on, it's, you only vote on the one particular item. That's the only common sense way to do it. You know, and you can't have lengthy pages that nobody's going to read. You have to limit it. I think 7 pages is enough. If you can't fit your bill in 7 pages, well, it's not even worthy of looking at. You know, at least people can be expected to read 7 pages, you know, and with exceptions, maybe we can make it to 10, but no more than that. Absolutely not. And even 10 pages is too much for most people to read, because people are friggin' lazy. And what could be lazier than politicians? They don't have to do anything. They sit around their office and wait for people that want to meet with them that have money, and then they pick and choose which people they want to support by how much money is being dropped in their lap. This is how it works. You know, so that's the tough questions you got to ask the candidate. Don't vote for anybody without getting a direct answer from the candidate. Don't vote for them. Vote for independents. They cannot be as bad as the Democrats or Republicans. At least they might have the guts while they're in the Congress to stand up and talk the truth. You know, even if nobody will agree with them, at least there's a chance they will do that, because they've got nothing to lose by doing that. Meanwhile, a Democrat or Republican, they have to toe the party line or they're going to lose out on their bribe money. That's the way it works, you know, and you have to be asking them the tough questions. What are you going to do to limit the things voted on to one, only one item per, that gets voted on when you're voting for bills to change the laws? Are you going to promote that? Are you going to stand up and bring that to the attention of the Congress? And if they can't say yes, well, then you tell them, well, I can't vote for you. You can't answer my question. Well, I can't vote for you. And maybe we can coerce one or two of them to start standing up for what's right. And there's so many tough questions. What are you going to do? If I vote for you, are you going to put forth a bill to stop the poisonous chemtrails? And, of course, they'll probably won't even want, they certainly don't want to answer that question. And if they start dodging, you tell them the same thing. Well, if you can't answer my question, I can't vote for you. You know? And we have to do this till everybody running for election ask them tough questions like that. And, are you, you know, ask Mr. Candidate, are you going to change the laws so that we can call for your removal when you make your first big stupid decision? And, of course, they won't want to answer that, and you tell them the same thing. Well, if you can't answer my question, I can't vote for you. And, you know, this is how we have to deal with these people. Don't let them just get up on the bandstand and talk about how their opponent did this wrong. And I promise to fight for you. That means nothing. That's worthless conversation. You're going to fight for me? I doubt it. You don't even know who the hell I am. You know? How can you even say something like that? You know? You don't hear the politicians saying, I will do only what my constituents, a majority of my constituents can agree upon I should do. Nobody says that. You might ask them that one, too. If I help elect you, are you going to give the power to us, the people, to tell you how we want you to vote? Are you going to consult us before you make any decisions? And if they don't are not able to say yes, well, you know, I can't say yes to voting for you. You know, we have to do this with these people because they are nothing but crooks, criminals, lazy idiots, too. Bribe takers, money-hungry bribe takers, deceivers, liars. That's what they are. They're not decent people, you know? And we have to ask them tough questions like that. What are you going to do to get rid of the crooked judges? And like, if you don't have nothing definite to say, well, you just tell them I can't definitely vote. I can't vote for you because you're too indefinite. And ask them all these tough questions. They're not going to be able to answer one of them. And then that's what you tell them after they've refused to answer your question or trying to dodge your question. You tell them, you know, well, I can't vote for you. And when they start hearing this enough, maybe they'll show some consideration for the people that are helping elect him. Ask the poll, what are you going to do to get rid of the electronic voting machines that can be used to so easily cheat? And no politician is going to be able to say, oh, I'm going to do this and do that. They're not going to be able to answer that question. You know, so the answer is nothing. Well, it seems like your answer is no, sir, and that, or ma'am, and that's why my answer for voting for you is no. I can't vote for somebody who doesn't know how to answer an honest question, doesn't have an answer to an honest question. What are you going to do about the oppression of real medicine by the pharmaceutical companies? What are you going to do to stop that? And they won't have an answer. Well, you know, sorry, sir or ma'am, since you don't have anything in mind already about addressing this, and I'm bringing it up, which means I want you to address it, I can't honestly vote for you because you seem like somebody that doesn't care what I want. And you seem like you're going to do nothing. You know? Yeah, you know. In order to finally get this persecution of natural medicine with the pharmaceuticals bribing the politicians to make laws to make real medicine illegal, that's a conspiracy, you know? And the politicians are participate in these conspiracies. You know, ask the politicians looking to run again, what's your excuse for allowing all the lies to ruin the lies being told by the puppet doctors and pharmaceutical-owned doctors to force everyone to get vaccines. Why did you go along with that? And why didn't you know it was a scam? Are you so ignorant? You know, I can't vote for an ignorant politician. And the fact that you don't even have anything to defend yourself on here, why you went along with the whole scam, says you're part of the scam. It says you willingly went along it because probably you got bribed. Can you honestly look me in the face and say you didn't get any bribe money to go along with it? Or why did you go along with it? Are you that ignorant and stupid? Know nothing about real health care? Know nothing about common sense? You know, we have to badger these people with tough questions. You know, what are you going to do to prosecute these people that in government that have jumped on the bandwagon about the January 6th insurrection? Why aren't you, are you going to be willing to start an investigation? The real people guilty here is the security people. That should have never happened, that event. Why, you know, who made the decisions to have not enough security that day? Who opened the doors from the inside? We have reports of police officers doing that. And why were all the, Mr. Politician, are you going to open up an investigation for the people guilty of not, that were in charge of security, that neglected to do their job? Shouldn't they be in jail? They're the cause that anybody, if anybody got killed that event or seriously harmed, they're the cause of it, not the protesters. If it was proper security, nobody would have got in the Capitol building. But the Democrats wanted that to happen. Were you one of those people that wanted it to happen? And what about you, Mr. Republican candidate? Why did you allow this stealing of the election to happen? There was enough evidence to call for a new election. Why did you let some phony judge refuse to hear the evidence? That's abuse of power, abuse of his own authority. Sure, he'll say, oh, I can legally do that. But if it still can be investigated as abuse, why weren't you screaming out loud about that? You know, that the judge, final judge in the decision, was obviously, you know, he had to be accused of being bribed somehow. And his finances ought to be looked into. Why weren't you screaming and investigating that? What are you sitting back and allowing this fiasco of the January 6th thing still coming on? It's too bad a few people got seriously hurt in that. But that's the fault of the security people. They didn't do their job. They're the ones that should be persecuted or brought to trial. And the improper behavior of the FBI and the CIA, why aren't you speaking out about that stuff? In fact, and why aren't you willing to make it easier for us, the people, to get rid of you when you start screwing up? You ask every one of these politicians there, and they won't have any answers for you. And when they don't have answers, you tell them, well, you know, because of your indecisiveness, I can't vote for you. Because you refuse to answer my question, I can't vote for you. Why are you allowing even the new vaccines out to have nanoparticles in them? Why are you allowing that? Why aren't you prohibiting that? You know, that's not in the interest of the public. And there's a million things they're allowing to happen that they shouldn't be allowing. And here's the big one that'll stump all anybody running for office. Do you know that free energy exists already? And of course, whatever answer they give, they've hung themselves already. If they say no, well, then you say, well, if you're not aware of that, then I can't vote for you. If they say yes, well, why haven't you been a proponent of giving the people free energy, which they won't? And if you can't, and they won't be able to answer that, and then you say, well, I can't vote for you because you can't answer a tough question like that. And that's a big issue. Why are we being deprived of free energy when we knew it existed back in Eisenhower's day. Yeah. And we all know now that Tesla invented free energy, even before the days of Eisenhower. You know, why are we being denied, and especially with the high rising cost of fuels, why are you catering to the oil industry and allowing them to get away with highway robbery, literally? Well, you know, I just had to say all those things. You can come up with plenty of things that aren't being addressed. Why are you a proponent of climate change when it's been proven it's a hoax? Or rather, yeah, the climate isn't being, you know, you tell them, we know why the climate's changing. It's the weather manipulating agencies, the secret weather manipulating agencies. They're changing the climate and for the worst. Why aren't you aware of that? You know, why are you pretending it's about cows farting on the grasslands and stuff like that? Why are you behind all this nonsense, make-believe science, misinformation? Why do you support misinformation, Mr. Candidate? And of course, he'll deny it. And then you tell him how if you're a proponent of climate change, how come you don't mention chemtrails? Well, if you're not willing to speak about the ugly truth of what's going on, and we the people know about this ugly thing of destroying the earth, destroying the air we breathe, how come you don't know about it? And he won't have an answer for that, or she won't have an answer, and then you strictly tell him, listen, sir, I can't vote for you. That's it. Listen, Mr. Candidate, I can't vote for you because you're unaware. You're not going to represent anybody except the people that are committing the crimes. And those are important issues to bring up. And why are you allowing the immigration situation to go insane? Why? How come you're, hey, Mr. Candidate, why aren't you insisting in the Congress about an airtight border to be easily done? You just say it like that. And he won't have an answer for that, or she won't have an answer. And then you tell him, well, you know, since you're obviously don't care about the severity of the situation and you're not interested in putting forth real solutions to the problem that go beyond just a wall, I can't vote for you because you're not willing to do anything. You know, you're not willing to talk about it. Hey, Mr. Candidate, are you going to go into the Congress and just play the party line and not try to change the system for the better? You know, they're not going to agree to do that. And then you tell them, well, I can't agree to vote for you because you're not willing to change things for the better. Are you willing to, Mr. Candidate, are you willing to do this? Are you willing to do that? And there's so many things that all of us can think about up on our own. And why aren't you proposing that other people outside of government establish what children get taught in school, because the people making the decisions are ignorant or bribed to keep the status quo and have a poor understanding of what real education is. Why are you participating in keeping the truth from us? We know about it already from the internet, the people, the whistleblowers, and the we know that time travel exists. We know teleportation exists. We know free energy exists. Why aren't you talking about that in the Congress, Mr. Candidate? He won't have an answer. Well, I can't vote for somebody that doesn't have a definite answer on these important topics. You tell him right there. So you really want to get to talk with these people, or if you a reporter asked him tough questions like that. How can you expect people to vote for you when you have no definite, you're not even aware of these situations? And you show no interest in bringing forth these things. Can you promise that you're going to bring forth this before the Congress? Well, that don't sound like a promise to me. How can you expect anybody to vote for you? You know, the news people that need to get on this, sure, they might lose their job because all the news agencies are bought out. They're all puppets for the New World Order. And so be it. If you lose your job as a reporter, well, you did something for your country by speaking the truth and exposing a phony politician. And the list goes on and on. You know, you can think up your own things, but I've mentioned some of the basic things. You know, why are we allowing, why are we throwing all this money into somebody else's war when it doesn't even concern us, really? Huh? Why are you wasting taxpayers' money? Are you going to vote, if you were in the Congress, did you vote? Were you supportive of sending money to fight somebody else's war? Why did you do that? You know, you didn't ask us if we, you didn't ask your constituents. Why didn't you ask your constituents if we want to toss our tax dollars down a sinkhole to a criminal government? And I'm talking about the Ukraine. Why don't you know that the Ukrainian government is a criminal organization? There's plenty of proof out there. Why don't you know that? Well, if you're not that uninformed, I can't vote for you. You know? Why are we throwing money down other sinkholes around the world? You know? Taxpayers' money. You know? It's time to end all this foreign aid nonsense. You know? Countries want our help. Well, there'll be... we'll help them out if there's something in it for us, you know. But unless your representative, whom you're voting for this November, is going to take the time to find out how his constituents, the people he's supposed to be serving, feel about wasting our tax dollars on other people's failures and sinkholes, if you haven't taken the time to ask them, you haven't done your job. Don't you think you should resign for your past failures? I mean, what right do you even have to run when you have ignored us, especially you people that are in government still and want to get reelected? What right do you have to run for office again when you failed us? You failed to consult your constituents on any of these issues. And that's why that's why I can't vote for you. You know, that's why we can't vote for you, because you're no good. You're dishonest. You're a failure. You never consulted us. You're supposed to be serving us. We didn't elect you to go to Washington, D.C. and play dictator, make decisions that cost our tax dollars to go down into a sinkhole. And there's just so much. And oh, here's a good one. Are you a proponent of getting rid of cash? And that's a good one. If he says, yeah, you better tell him, well, I certainly won't vote for you because you didn't ask me how I feel about that. And then if he, whatever he says, did you ask your constituents how they feel about it? Did you put out a poll there to everyone who voted for you and ask them to, how they feel about getting rid of cash and giving government full control of that person's life because they'll know everything you do, and then they can threaten to take your money away if you do something they don't like? And why haven't you raised an issue about nanobots being found in the so-called vaccines? Why haven't you raised that issue, plus other substances that are nothing but poisons, and there is no legitimate reason for them being in a vaccine? Why haven't you brought that up, you know? Or do you intend to bring that up, you know? And if you don't get a direct answer, just tell the person, well, I'm not going to vote for you. And there's thousands and thousands of questions we could be asking these candidates to cause them to walk away with egg on their face. And then we'll see how crooked they are. And we shouldn't vote for anybody. Doesn't matter who's running the Congress. They're both going to stab us in the back because they proved that. And none of them are willing to bother to ask the constituents what we want. You know, and they're forgetting that they're supposed to represent us, not dictate to us. And why weren't you speaking up when everyone who had a different take on what the real virus is was being silenced and forced, fired from their jobs because they weren't going along with Big Pharma's plan? And, of course, Big Pharma's plan, well, they are part of the New World Order. You know, they're a necessary ingredient in the New World Order. Weaken everybody with bad pharmaceutical products and kill some along the way, too, because that's part of the New World Order agenda. Depopulation. How come you're not speaking out about any of these things? How come you haven't spoke out about any of these things? How come you're supporting this? And how come you're not supporting that? How come you're not speaking about that? How come you're not asking your constituents what they want? How are you going to change things when you get elected? How are you going to proceed to ask your constituents to give their opinions on everything you vote for? How are you going to do that? We want to know. If you can't answer us now, well, you obviously haven't even thought about it, which means we can't vote for you because you just want to go in there and use your power to better yourself. And you really don't. Your actions and your lack of answers for us on tough questions says that that's who you are. You're nothing but a fake deceiver looking to better themselves with bribe money and other perks. Can you prove you're not that? And they won't have anything to say. Well, you know, since you can't do anything to convince us that you're honest, we can't vote for you. We only want to vote for honest people. We want to vote for people that will ask their constituents what they want on everything. Don't tell us it's too hard. If you can't handle the job, step aside and let someone run for office who can, but we can't vote for you. And this is what we have to do in America. And in other places around the world, you got to do the same thing, you know? Why are you allowing this immigration fiasco? That's a New World Order plan to infiltrate every country and destroy their society as much as possible by immigrants criminal immigrants that, you know, are criminals. And just here to milk our system, steal our tax dollars, and commit criminal behavior. All these people from the Middle East, they don't think nothing of raping women, especially women that are not of their kind, you know, especially white women. They love raping white women, these Middle Eastern people. Oh, yeah. And they're getting away with it in England and other places, too. And they're probably getting away with it here in this country, too, but not as bad as over in England and those other European countries. Whose crazy idea was this? Aren't you, Mr. Politician? You want us to vote for you. What are you going to do to stop this insanity migration caused on purpose by the New World Order? If you don't understand how they caused it, then you're not qualified to be a representative, and we can't vote for you. And how come you don't know? And let's just go back to keep hammering about why can't you put forth bills to give us the free energy. Those that have it should be allowed to bring it out in safety. You know, there's no reason for us to be wasting all our money on fuel and make the oil rich oil companies richer. Why aren't you fighting for the making laws that will benefit the people, like giving us free energy? It exists. If you don't know it exists, you're not qualified to run for office. How about that? And I won't vote for you, and we won't vote for you. That's probably the biggest issue right there. And what about real health care? Why is real health care being suppressed by the pharmaceutical companies? Why aren't you out there screaming about it? Why aren't you making efforts to legitimize real medicine and stop the harassment by the pharmaceutical companies? What are you going to do to stop the harassment by the pharmaceutical companies and their New World Order bully friends that ruin people's lives? What are you going to do to stop that? You don't have a plan? Well, we're not planning on voting for you either. You know? Well, so much for that. I just had to say to get everybody ready. If you're not out there badgering these fake politicians, these phony dirtbags, poor excuses of human beings, if you're not out there badgering them with the things I've been talking about tonight, you're not doing your job, because you need to do this. Otherwise, it's going to be business as usual. You know, you're going to have a 50-49 Congress again, and 51-49 Congress, and everybody, it'll be a logjam as usual, and they'll be doing all the same stupid things, putting 100 things in a bill so everybody loses out, and not willing to change a damn thing because they like it the way it is. It's called riding the gravy train. Listen to that Pink Floyd record. Well, on another note, we the people need to start taking command of our world. We need to set up new systems beyond the so-called governments that we have. We need to make these governments obsolete. And the best way to do that is to set up new systems and throw our allegiance behind the new systems. And we have a right to do that, because everybody in government, basically everybody, well, if it's over 90%, it might as well be everybody. And it is over 90%. They're criminals. They're crooks. They're New World Order puppets. They don't know how to serve the general public. And the one few that do, they're always in a minority. So the system doesn't work anymore. That's why we need a new system. And we need a new system where somebody makes one big stupid mistake, bring up this bill that takes away our rights. That's reason for dismissal of everybody who's in favor of taking away our rights. And it could be done in a couple of weeks. Yeah, we can set up systems like that, and that's what we need to be thinking, doing. And we need to change the rules, and we can't count on them to change the rules, so we'll have to change them ourselves and tell them. We'll have to write new Declaration of Independence, you know, and say, your tyranny can no longer, and we're talking about the federal government here, and in many cases the state governments too, tyrannical. And we have to have our Declaration of Independence from these corrupt governments. And I'll tell you the truth right now. The United States would work better as the county, the United Counties of America. Eliminate the federal government to only controlling the nuclear missiles and submarines and stuff like that. That's it. They shouldn't be involved in anything else. And we need to have control. We need to have a banking system based on gold. That's a good question to answer the candidates. What are you going to do to propose that we go back to the gold standard? How soon are you going to bring that up? And they won't have an answer, of course, anytime. Well, I can't vote for you. Somebody, you that has no plans to do something that needs to be done like that, you know? And that's it. We need to have a second declaration of independence from the corrupt federal government and the corrupt state governments. And the state governments are almost as bad as the federal government. And we need to end this taxation without representation. We're back. We've gone full circle. We're back to the same thing. We're all getting taxed, you know, and we don't have any representation. These people in the U.S. Congress don't represent us. And, you know, have a new federal government and with new agencies. And the federal government will be subservient to the states. And I say we go to county governments, you know, where the county is the supreme government in many cases. And these, we need to take away the powers of these people in government. Yeah, they all have too much power. Look how they abused their power with this scandemic. There was no real, just another virus. And of course, by not monitoring the crooked people in the industries like Gates and stuff like that, that are willing to jump on board with the New World Order to use medicine to destroy people's health and use government to mandate the destruction of their health, you know, that happened. That will not, we can't allow this to happen because they're still continuing to do it. And we need to have real news networks. Every one of those, Mr. Kennedy, hey, these are questions that need to be brought up now before the election. Mr. Kennedy, what are you going to do to take away the licenses of all these fake news agencies, and they're all fake news agencies that get to broadcast? What are you going to do to take away their broadcasting licenses? Of course, they won't have nothing to say, any of them. And then you just say, well, I can't vote for you if you're not willing to do what's so obvious, that these people need to be hauled and they should lose their licenses for misusing the air broadcast waves and falsely accusing people of doing the bad things, of spreading misinformation, like they're the ones spreading the misinformation. What are you going to do to stop fake news agencies from spreading misinformation? And what about putting forward some laws to get rid of their licenses for the crimes they committed during the pandemic? All their licenses should be taken away. Allow new people to come in that want to talk the truth. What are you going to do about that situation, Mr. Candidate? Well, anyhow, in the meantime, on our personal lives, get out there. We need to be, it's rough to be a good person when you got all these bad things going on behind the scenes. But we need to go out there, smile at other people, say hello to strangers whenever possible. You can be the person, some people you can just read. No, I'm not going to say hello to that person because he's just filled with anger and hate, and he won't know how to respond. We'll have to make those judgments every day, but most people you can say hello to. And be kind, do favors for friends, help people out. And with our actions and our good thinking, give up all jealousy, hate, and anger. There's no place in good human beings. And we can selectively make ourselves better people. But at the same time, we have to take command of these out-of-control governments and out-of-control evil politicians. And reserve the kindness for the average person on the street. Listen to music that makes you happy. Take part, do artwork, go out in nature, connect with Mother Nature, take your shoes off and walk on the ground with your bare feet. That'll help you connect. Breathe. Take deep breaths when you're outside, when the air is fresh, of course. Sun gaze, like Ikkyoga Man says, sun gaze in the morning or sun gaze in the evening. It'll help restore your health. And get away from the fake fast food industry. They're killing you slowly, but they're fake fast food. And eat natural food. Stay away from the GMO food. That's another evil plan designed to ruin your health. And so you got to read the labels. And they're changing to try to trick us. So you got to keep up on this. Go on the internet. Learn where people are revealing truth. And Twitter is a good place to learn a lot of truth. Hey, I'm on there, Tom Edison Press, P-R-E-Z, Tom Edison Press. And I retweet all the good things I come across, and occasionally I add my two cents to something. And go out and buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's an education. It'll make you a smarter person in one night. Only 100 pages of text, but there's plenty of pictures that'll open up your eyes. Might motivate you to get a camera and catch these things that fly around at night. With a B setting on a camera, forget about the digital cameras. Go with 35 millimeter film, which will have negatives that are proof. Digital is not proof. Okay, and hey, visit my music at CD Baby. I got two albums out there. Songs Better Than Dylan, there's 23 there, and American Party Songs, there's 12 of them there. And purchase them from CD Baby. They're only 99 cents. I guarantee you, if you, there has 35 songs. If you listen to all of them, you'll find one or two you like. And, you know, help me support myself here by buying at least one of those songs for 99 cents. I'm not asking too much. You can get my e-book for $5, $7, you know, and sold everywhere out there on the internet. You know, Amazon, you name it. The actual book is available at Barnes & Noble. We're going to go now. I'm going to do the countdown. I tell your friends to tune in next week. Have a happy Halloween. Look for those giant 10, 12-foot skeletons out there in people's yards. They're out there. I've seen a couple of them already. They're awesome. And, you're going to hear lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind, followed by my anthem song, I Gotta Be Somebody, which is the first song on the CD Baby album, Songs Better Than Dylan. Okay, Mr. Engineer, let's do the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand without fear. To the world my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stop and look cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being clear to the world.